From the third chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death. This is St. Peter's second homily. The new pope is clearly no politician, no popular public speaker, certainly not taking a page from the book of How to Win Friends and Influence People. He says, the author of life you put to death. Public speakers are supposed to have a joke, a nice story, something to win over the crowd. And this is not a joke and not a nice story, but it is a good one. I hope you know the reference. We heard reference of it, that murderer that was released, Barabbas, his name. We heard about it from the Gospel of Mark on Palm Sunday, and then again in the Gospel of John on Good Friday. Matthew and Luke make reference to Barabbas as well. Tradition held that the Romans would release a Jewish prisoner in honor of Passover, and Pilate, as we remember, offered them the choice. Either Jesus or Barabbas. Jesus, the author of life, Barabbas, a robber, a revolutionary, and a murderer. And the crowds chose Barabbas. Now, names are important in the scriptures. His name in Aramaic, Bar, means son of. And Abba means father. No, it's not just a rock band from the 70s. Abba means father, son of the father. They chose a son of the father with great irony. They chose a son of the father when the very son of the heavenly father was there. Barabbas is a generic name that can apply to one and all. We can shake our heads in wonder or disbelief of the how could they when we read that section or hear of St. Peter in the Acts of the Apostles making reference to it. And we could just stop there, just in disbelief, just in frustration. Oh, those foolish people. But did you hear the psalm today? From Psalm 4. Hopefully you sang it. Hopefully you opened your hearts to it. Lord, let your face shine on us, we sang from the fourth psalm. Lord, let your face shine on us. It all turns on that. Do we let his face shine on us? Or do we let the darkness of the world eclipse that light? If we let the eclipse prevail, it can just be an academic work when we read the scriptures, just neck up. Oh yeah, that happened a long time ago. But if we let that light shine, when the light of the eternal one shines on us, we realize that the scriptures themselves are eternal. His word is for us. It's not just neck up. It's not just an academic pursuit. It's to speak to our hearts. So when Peter speaks to the crowds, he's speaking to us. The author of life you put to death. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. I don't remember doing that. What are you talking about? I don't even know any murderers. Why would I ask for one to be released? Oh, what did Jesus say about speaking in anger to our brothers? Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, we speak with anger. If we have anger for our brothers and sisters, we have already killed them. Whenever we choose a Barabbas, whenever we choose someone else, whenever we choose ourselves, any of us, sons and daughters of the Father, yes, I hate to admit, but according to the Lord's criteria, I'm a murderer. I get angry at times. I have killed in my thoughts and in my words. I must seek repentance. Thus Peter continues, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. Each of us, sons and daughters of the Father, each of us can be considered the murderer, and each of us chooses our own way at times over others. But there's hope. St. John speaks of it in our second reading. I write this so that you won't commit sin. Don't be murderers, John is basically telling us. But if we do, because we all get there at some point, if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. An advocate, one who will appeal for us. Jesus, the righteous one, the expiation for our sins. This is not just an academic work. This is right here. This is heart work. That's why we come back here week after week. Why we come not just to learn about him, but to meet him. To remember, yes, his works, but also to worship him. To hear about his feeding, his eating of the baked fish, because his was not just a spiritual resurrection, but a bodily one, but also for us to be fed by word and sacrament. When we read in today's gospel, it can sound just like another academic account, another Easter story. There's the apostles, they're in the upper room, Jesus appears to them, he shows them his wounds, and he tells them peace. It's a good story, it's nice. But it's not just a story from the archives. It is our story. You need a little more proof? Look at how that passage begins. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way. I hope you know the reference. This is Luke 24. Those two disciples had just been returning from Emmaus. I hope you've gotten to pray with the story of the road to Emmaus recently. If not, when you get home, grab your Bibles. Luke 24, the first half of that chapter. It's the story of Jesus walking on the way with those two disciples. He meets them, he walks with them, he listens to them, and then he teaches them. It's a story of the scriptures, it's a story of hospitality, and it's a story of the Eucharist. Of how he takes bread and he breaks it and is made known to them as we take, bless, and break bread here, and he is made known. It's most relevant today because we know of the name of one of the disciples. Luke tells us his name was Cleopas, but he doesn't name the other disciple. Why? Did Luke not know the name of the other disciple? I don't think so. The reason he doesn't name the other one is so that I can insert myself into that story, that you can insert yourself, that we can all remember that this is not just what happened to them, but it happens to us as we're walking on the way and how he is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. It's not just an Easter story. It's our story. And the gospel passage ends today. You are witnesses of these things. You and I. You see, we don't need politicians or smooth-talking salesmen to appeal to our minds, to give us a nice story, something good to feel about, because we come here to feel, to know, to experience the truth of his gospel, the truth of his word that gives life to us. He gives life to the world.